Okay, I'm going to call the Legislative Council meeting to order. It is November 18th, 2021. Next item is LR 2473, an act to ensure Maine citizens benefit from renewable energy generation projects by establishing job quality and hiring standards. The floor is yours, Representative Cuddy.
Thank you very much. I know you have a lot to do today. I'm sorry for the long title. So, good morning, President Jackson, Speaker Fecteau. This bill takes a new look at addressing a continuing problem. We don't have the workforce that we need to continue our transition to a clean energy economy. Contractors and developers are having problems filling positions. These are positions that could lift Mainers who don't traditionally work in construction into good middle-class jobs. This bill uses some different strategies than have been tried in the past, including a focus on pre-apprenticeship, considerations of operations and maintenance works, and a different flexible policy structure to encourage high-road training and to ensure that we have a highly trained, local, diverse workforce for these projects. But there's a second problem this bill is trying to address as well. This clean energy economy that we're creating has no guardrails to ensure the average worker is getting taken care of. In the past, our economic transitions have benefited the wealthy and often hurt low and middle class workers. This bill will look at tried and true policies such as the prevailing wage to create a floor that workers cannot fall beneath. Lastly, the bill considers granting a small benefit in the Public Utilities Commission procurement process for projects that have signed a bona fide project labor agreement or that are using employee-owned contractors. These are good ways to ensure that the employees, working Mainers, are reaping the benefits of the clean energy economy. However, talks around this are continuing, and the shape of this is not final. None of these standards will apply to renewable energy projects that are generating electricity and that are smaller than 2 megawatts. This is important to protect small contractors. Lastly, this bill is an emergency due to the fact that this sector is in full swing with a workforce that is not big enough to take it on. It's an emergency because there are open jobs that could be benefiting people who don't normally work in this sector. We could be using this clean energy economy to bring a whole new group of people into the middle class, but we're not. One of the promises of this economy is not being met, and it won't be unless there is policy driving it. Thank you very much for your consideration.
Thank you, Representative Cuddy. Are there any questions from council? Seeing none, the vote is now open. The vote is now closed. 6 yeses, 2 noes. The motion prevails.
Thank you.